Good day. This is the Farm Market News broadcast number 475 for Thursday, July 14th. I'm Dave Sims. Canola contracts on the ICE Futures Canada platform were higher Thursday morning following gains in vegetable oil. Malaysian palm oil, U.S. soy oil, and European rapeseed futures were all stronger. Canola was anywhere from 90 cents to $1.50 higher, with the November contract checking in at $483.10 a ton. That's up 90 cents. Gains in crude oil and Chicago Board of Trade soybeans were also supportive for canola. Heavy rain across parts of the prairies was bullish for prices. However, on the other side, the Canadian dollar was higher relative to its U.S. counterpart, and that made canola less enticing to domestic crushers and foreign buyers. Canola could also be prone to some profit-taking later in the day. Milling wheat, barley, and durum were untraded. To the U.S. now, and corn was 6 to 7 cents per bushel higher, with the September contract checking in at $3.69 a bushel. The market continued to find support in weather forecasts, calling for 100-degree temperatures to fall on the U.S. corn belt in about 2 weeks' time. Yields will likely be reduced if that weather occurs. On the other side, Strategy Grains slashed its estimate for European Union corn production by 500,000 tons. Soybeans were 5 to 7 cents higher, with the November contract at $11.10 a bushel. Concerns that the hot weather will stretch into the crucial August period boosted prices for soybeans. Beans are now above the 10-day and 20-day moving averages, and the momentum appears to be rising. China is reportedly preparing to auction off 1.5 million tons of soybeans from their reserve. U.S. wheat was 4 to 5 cents higher, with the September contract checking in at $4.44 a bushel. The market was stronger, tracking corn and soybeans. U.S. wheat exports were relatively brisk last week. Strategy Grains trimmed its forecast for soft wheat production in the European Union in 2016-17 due to bad weather in France. So that's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Thursday morning, July the 14th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.